WBA, W4DJW.
You going flying airplanes in 4MMW?
Hey, Jimmy. No, I'm just taking some old leftover engines that I never used or used very little to meet David. I'm not going back to nitro. I'm sticking with electric.
Yeah, I understand. It cost me a fortune to get that high nitro that I use. We've come up with a guy who gave me some information about his engine. He goes, he was going a whole lot faster than I was. He was setting his head clearance at about 18,000 and not doing anything else to the motor, and running like 30% nitro. So that, you know, that's about half of what we need where we were at. So price dropped considerably. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm fixing to.
That might save you some on wear and tear too, because running 60%, I know that's what you guys used to run 60, running that. We did that too for racing and some for front fly. We even got that high, but it doesn't take long to wear out the sides of the where the ABC, aluminum, bronze, and whatever the AC stood for, chromium or something like that. It didn't take long for the piston and the cylinder to get tired of each other.
There's a lot of pop power there. And what reason? What it is, when you go with the lower content of nitro, then you get a whole lot of methanol added to it, the alcohol part. So that's the reason you run a higher head clearance, because it likes it better and just makes the engine run probably a little cooler. Of course, we don't want it to run too cool. I lose horsepower. But this year, ever since we've had the COVID thing, I've tried to learn as much as I could. It's been a learning year, I'm for sure. And then there's another little deal. Sent the engines to a guy from Virginia, and he takes the, I gave him a new piston and sleeve. He takes the head off of it, puts an adapter on it to hold the sleeve in, and puts the motor in an oil bath and runs it with like a servo motor, a certain RPM. And the oil is about 200 degrees, and he wears the piston to the sleeve to get a perfect fit. And then once he does that after a certain amount of time, then he folds it up, washes it off, sends it back to us, and oh man, you talk about horsepower now.
Well, amazed that you guys are still getting more power out of the, well, you guys put more into it than we did. Getting more power out of it than you can get out of electric, because now with electric, we can do a lot more with electric with airplanes than we could with nitro. Nitro went a long way, but the electrics, they're passing. They're doing better now, performance-wise, than high compression, high nitro engines. A whole lot better, like in the several hundred miles per hour better.
Some guys that have those high-powered motors, they have a class. And I tell you what, they scream. They're up there, you know, 50 to 60 miles an hour. It could be better if they're award winners.
I guess, too, with you, the battery weight, that puts a lot, I mean, weight on water is equals drag, right? We can handle weight in the air with long, skinny wings a lot better than you can with a hull that's sinking deep in the water.
Got different batteries up in the front of my boat. They're up in the nose. They're called a life battery. And that thing holds a charge for a long time, better than any of my NiCads or nickel metal hydrides. So far, they've held way up there. I've only run the boat one time so far, but I ran it many times out in the water, testing it and breaking it in. I found that last year. So it works good, but, and they got special batteries for the motors, and it's wild is when they get ready to start those things, everything's hooked up but that motor battery. But they just got things up. Man, it draws an arc across there. I said, good grief. I'm glad there's no gasoline involved on these.
And that's true. I see that, too, and that makes you wonder what's going on when you hook those up and they go pop like that. Helicopters are really, really bad about that. Big batteries, large capacity, and electric motors that can really use up that. Speed controllers that can pull 120 amps. That's a lot of amperage for a little tiny battery.
Yeah. Ours are high capacity like that. And water cool. You take another water pipe right over there to it, send it out along with the engine, and keeps them a little cooler. Had one boat, he hit a buoy and snagged it loosened a string, and he pushed it around and just finished to come across the line, and just as he's pulling in the dock with the buoy, the sucker caught on fire and sunk right there.
I was watching one of the electric motor manufacturers talking about the diameter versus the length of the can and the numbers that they use and the standards or the lack of standards, right? Every manufacturer coming up with their own. And one of them, like, had the 2 millimeter difference for the same motor. And the difference was air-cooled fins versus a smooth sleeve that you could put a jacket over that would, you could run water through, but it had O-rings on both sides. So the same motor, one built for water, one built for air.
Yeah, it's changing fast in the last few years. All right, man, pulled in the driveway. One of these days I'm going to come up here and aggravate y'all, and I'll bring one of the boats if I come up that way. All y'all going to be up there, show y'all the water version, which y'all good putting in the air. It's entirely different other than the radios. I'll show you some tricks that you might could do on an airplane if you're going to do some speed running. Dave, take care. Nice talking to you. Fixing to carry my wife to the hairdresser. So, good morning to you. Happy Easter if I don't talk to you anymore in your family. This is N4MFW Mobile.
I can see, I hope that lake up there at Camp Billow is bigger when you get closer to it. When you're far away from it, it looks small. It doesn't look like you'd have enough room to get up on the step. But it might be a lot bigger once you get down there toward the water. Anyway, good talking to you. You take care. Enjoy Easter as well. And stay safe. N4MMW, W4DJW. Mobile.
KP4CBA, and good morning, Mr. Dave. How are you, sir?
Just crossed over 290 on North Rutherford, so on my final stretch toward, back in the 70s we called it toys, guns, and yo-yos, but I think in today's world they're called targets.
Today we call it Tajay.
Do you remember toys, guns, and yo-yos?
Ghost Rider.
TGMY. You remember it as TGMY?
That vaguely rings a bell, but that's about it.
Over there where East Lee Road branches off of Wade Hampton, West Lee cuts across further on down toward Greenville, but East Lee cuts across over toward the Winn-Dixie Warehouse. Right there in that area where there's an Advanced Auto or one of those auto shops nowadays, that started its life as TGMY. I never worked there, but I went there to pick up the stuff every now and then.
Yeah, there's autos down there. I use that one when Advanced doesn't have what I need. Advanced is closer to my house, but AutoZone is just right up the hill, so, you know. I'll tell you. But anyway, I just, I'm coming up on St. Mark's on Wade Hampton, so I don't know how far away I am exactly.
4DJW. Well, I'm behind Hobby Lobby. I came in where there's no traffic coming in the backside. And turning between Hobby Lobby and that little set of stores that are on the Greenville side of Wells Fargo, I just pull into one of those slots over there. There's only two cars in that little parking lot on the Greenville side of Wells Fargo. It's Mattress Firm and Wings and stuff. I'll just be there waiting for you. There's a whole lot less traffic over here.
Is that the same side of the road as Target?
It is. It's just when as soon as you turn in, if you turn in at the sign where it says Target and Hobby Lobby and PetSmart, turn in there and then take your first left, and I'll be right there on the left.
Will do. Thank you.
A parking spot here, so I said, yeah, if you pass St. Mark's, you're going down the hill. As soon as you start coming up the hill, you'll go over top of another hill, and at that next valley will be the Target sign.
In sight. So I'm going left and left after I turn in.
Yeah, unless you go all the way up to the stop to the red light. If you go all the way up to the red light, then you got to come down through the parking lot past Wells Fargo. But if you turn in right there at the first signs for Target, then left.